It happens all the time. Musicians use their popularity to make a political statement.
Oh, the band marched on in formation.
Last week, Chicago indie band Wilco announced on Twitter that they were canceling their Indiana show next month because of the so-called Religious Freedom Bill. And that got other musicians on board the boycott bandwagon. Miley Cyrus posted a message of support saying, quote, "Wilco, thank you for being badass." And REM's Michael Stipe posted this video message on Tumblr.
Indiana and people of Indiana, I love you. Indiana Governor Mike Pence, no. Go f*** yourself.
Well, that's pretty clear. But do these boycotts make a difference? The answer is, sometimes. Since 2005, Israel has been the target of a cultural boycott. Artists like Roger Waters, Elvis Costello, and Annie Lennox have been publicly supporting the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement. It's a campaign calling for Israel to withdraw from Palestinian land. But it's not stopped some of pop's superstars from performing in Israel. That's Lady Gaga on stage in Tel Aviv last year. Madonna, Rihanna, and Alicia Keys have also performed in the Holy Land. But there is one case where a cultural boycott made a big difference.
Sun City is the showplace of Bophuthatswana.
In 1985, South Africa was still divided by apartheid. And the Sun City Casino Resort was a shining example of that divide. The South African government had forcibly relocated the black population to create a whites-only vacation spot. It inspired guitarist Steven Van Zandt to create Artists United Against Apartheid. The supergroup included rock royalty like Bruce Springsteen, Bono, Lou Reed, and Bob Dylan. And this became an anti-apartheid anthem. The song Sun City touched a nerve. The Sun City Casino and Resort became a no-go for musicians, and the song re-energized the global anti-apartheid movement. It's hard to imagine that something like Sun City could happen today. In Indiana, a group of the state's indie record labels has condemned artists canceling shows, saying a boycott is not the best way to achieve change. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
Relocation to 44.